Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. You know, I was talking with a client last week to catch up on how she's doing during this COVID-19 interruption. I'm sure you've probably been doing the same with many of your clients recently, too. My client and her husband are co-founders of their company. It's a mission-focused direct sales company. And I asked her how she and her salespeople were doing, how they were handling this interruption to their normal way of doing business through home parties. And she said that about 55% of her team had made the transition well to doing business virtually, doing virtual parties and events, either, you know, Facebook Live events or Zoom parties. And she said that the other 45% have decided to sit this one out, to wait until this interruption has passed, and then step back into their businesses. Well, you know, to my client's credit, she focused on the 55% and the amazing adjustments they've made to learn new technology needed to serve their clients virtually now. And as all of you know who have done the same in the past few months, making adjustments and learning new technology at such a rapid pace is not easy. I can only imagine how many times you probably have felt like saying, I'm going to sit this one out, when the technology doesn't cooperate or when your clients are not responding as you had hoped. I get it. I've been there with you. Just last week, I had moments in front of my screen where I was so frustrated and felt like I was so over my head and had to learn and relearn and struggle, and tears came down my face, and I thought, oh, maybe I want to sit this one out. I get it. But you know, at just the right time, God gives you grace, and you're able to get the help you need and keep going. I know you found that to be true. I have too. And look at the blessings that God has provided through all this. I hope you're keeping a journal or a file of God's blessings in the midst of this interruption, a lessons learned file, so to speak, so that you can see where God has been working right alongside you, where He has opened doors, how He has provided for your needs. And most importantly, I hope you're noting how you are changing through this interruption and how your business is changing through this interruption, because you have not chosen to sit this one out. You have been engaging with your clients, and your relationships and friendships with them have grown deeper because you have shared this journey together. I've heard from many direct sellers who have not only stronger friendships with clients now, but they have new clients, new hostesses, even new team members now. You know, certainly for each of us, you know, we're trying to figure out how we can best make adjustments to our businesses during this COVID interruption. You know, some, well, we're able to focus more on our businesses, but some, you know, you have to focus more on your family, especially if you've got young ones at home and you're having to homeschool them. The adjustment to your schedule, the adjustment to learning how to teach some of these lessons, that's huge adjustments. Sometimes it's all you can do that. Well, you know, you just have to do the best you can. That's what all of us can do right now. Just do the best we can. You know, we can just focus on one day at a time and doing the best we can. But you know what? We're making those adjustments because staying the same just doesn't work anymore. Most of us would agree that sitting this one out really isn't an option if we're going to fulfill God's purposes. Well, you know, over the past couple weeks, we've been journeying with our friend Jonah, who is about to discover the consequences of his trying to sit this one out when God brought an interruption into his life. You'll remember from our previous week's studies that God told Jonah to go to Nineveh to preach. You know, Jonah, like all Israelites at that time, absolutely despised the vile, ruthless, hateful, evil Ninevites. And so in essence, When God told him to go to the Ninevites, Jonah told God, you know, I think I'm going to sit this one out. And instead, Jonah went the opposite direction. But God just would not let Jonah sit this one out because God knew it was too important for Jonah, not just the Ninevites, because God had something better. But oh boy, that was tough. God had to get Jonah's attention by spending 3 nights in the, we'll call it the Deep Dark Sea Holiday Inn, where Jonah had a whale of a bad time. Sorry, I couldn't resist that one. I won't do any more of those punnies. But God had to get Jonah's attention because Jonah was just bound and determined to sit this one out. Take a look at chapter 2 of Jonah, just the very beginning. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God, and he said, "In my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From the depths of the grave I called for help, and you listened to my cry." Yep, God heard. And God answered. God knew exactly where he was because he was right beside him. And he answered. Oh, how Jonah must have felt to know that he was not alone, that God was with him in the midst of this terrifying interruption in his life. And you know, the same God who was there with Jonah is the same God who is here now with us, seeing us through this sometimes even terrifying interruption in our lives. One thing is for sure, God wasn't letting Jonah go through all of this so he could go back to the old ways. No, God had something new in mind for Jonah, just like he has for each of us through our interruption. God doesn't want us to just sit this one out and wait for the virus to disappear or a vaccine to come so we can go back to our old way of life, relationships, and business. No, God is showing us opportunities to learn new ways, to grow friendships, to develop new skills, to deepen our family connections. What a shame it would be to want to go back to the former ways, and we have been through so much. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I have days when I think, gosh, it would be so great to hear the crack of the bat and have a baseball game. Just, could we go back to last spring? Could we just once? I have my times of wanting to go back. What a waste. What a shame it would be to have come this far. God's got something better. Priscilla Shire in her book, Life Interrupted, Priscilla Shire, got to say that name right, Priscilla Shire, is the way you pronounce her last name, has written Life Interrupted about Jonah's journey and ours through interruptions. And she writes this. Quote, "What mind-blowing experiences might we miss out on when we opt for old ways of doing things, our old plans and ambitions, our own path, which doesn't hold a candle to what God has in store, rather than looking past the known and familiar, expecting that God must be up to something special. Expecting that God must be up to something special." I love that. Thinking that all of this is because God is up to something special. Again, God didn't cause this virus, but he is allowing it. And because of that, he's up to something special in our lives. I believe that learning a new technology, a new virtual way to serve your clients or hold your meetings is really just the tip of what God wants to do in us. He will use everything to bring us closer to him and to work through us to show Jesus to others. As Jonah finally realized, we also know this, that salvation comes from the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you see us and love us and never leave us to be alone. That in essence, and more in reality, God must be up to something special. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.